warning.
Warning!
Now for a word of caution.
It's time to step into the danger zone with your host, the danger himself, Chris Danker.
Chris Danker.
People, today's episode is very, very special to me, very near and dear, because I have two very special guests. And if you aren't aware or aren't familiar with at least who they are, haven't at least heard their names, I'm going to just assume you haven't been paying attention to me at all lately, because these two are all I've been talking about. It's Patrick Scott, Chance Reiser, The Reality, my boys. What's going on, fellas?
Yo.
I'm so glad we got a chance to do this. We've been talking about it for a little bit. I wanted people to like get a better idea of who you are, you know, as far as my, you know, my followers, my fan base, whatever, because we are very similar in a lot of ways. And I think when people see that and get a better look at kind of what we're doing and what we're working on here, they're going to be a lot more inclined to want to follow along. You can rock, paper, scissor, whoever wants to start first. We gotta get a little background on either Patrick or Chance to pick one.
Chance, you go first.
Chance goes first. I wanna know why you got into wrestling. What was the idea behind it? Like, how did the whole thing come about? Feel free, let it rip.
Man. So I wasn't like a lot of people in wrestling where like they've been watching wrestling their whole lives growing up. In fact, my dad really didn't want me watching wrestling at all, which probably in its own way fueled my love for wrestling.
Sure.
But he didn't want me to like practice it on my sisters and stuff, so he told me not to watch it. And then I remember the first time I was ever like, I got to stay up late because there wasn't school the next day or something, flipping through the channels. Monday Night Raw is on, and it's Crime Time versus Cade Murdoch. And Shad runs the nice tag, bro. And it just, ever since then, I was hooked on wrestling. Loved wrestling. Thought it was something that you had to be like a millionaire, live in the right city, or like be this crazy, like, you know, already athlete to get into it. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of channeled that creativity into other things like theater. And, you know, I played a little bit of sports growing up, but not a whole lot. And then one day, randomly, a wrestling school opened up in my hometown in Beckley, West Virginia, of all places, like the most random thing ever. It didn't last very long. It was open for maybe 6 or 7 months, but for the time I was there, I took advantage, got in the business. And when that school closed down, I was very fortunate to have a guy named Jason Kincaid take me under his wing and kind of show me like how to go on the road and get yourself some bookings. And it just grew from there, man. Now here we are.
How did you end up getting to North Carolina from West Virginia?
So I had a tag team partner at the time. He was one of the other two people that ever went to the wrestling school that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving, you know, 5-6 hours for just any old book. Like from where we were at in West Virginia, anytime we wanted to go somewhere, 5 or 6 hours. It was pretty miserable. We wanted to get somewhere more central, so we moved to right outside of Greensboro, North Carolina. In about 30 minutes every direction, there was a wrestling school, so we were on the road every weekend, you know, making towns for as long as that team lasted. And then I kind of had to go off on my own for a little bit. But
well, like you said, here we are now, and I'm pretty happy with where everybody is now, if I say so myself. Patty Daddy, I want a background. How did Patrick Scott get to where he is? How did you start? How did you, you know, give me the whole schlubiel.
It is a long story, but I'm
hey, that's, as short as that's what we're here for.
I was 15 at the time, and I'd always been a fan of wrestling. Like every kid, like I had those couple years where I was like kind of like a secret fan of wrestling.
Oh, sure,
like,
yeah.
You know, once the cat's out of the bag, like, you watch wrestling? And like sneak and watch it. But no, I was 15 at the time, and I was playing, can't remember which game, one of the WWE games, SVR 2009, because that's one of the best games ever. Featuring ECW. That's '08. Never mind. Anyway, so I'm playing, sitting on the couch playing, and just randomly I was like, how do I even get into this? Like, I knew nothing about indies. Like, my knowledge of wrestling was WWE. Like, that was just what was on the TV. And so I Google searched, like local wrestling companies, and I found one like an hour away from me. So I went to their show, helped break down the ring or whatever, and they're like, yeah, we'll train you. Dope. I go to day one of training, no ring. Just some guy and his yard. And he's like, I'm like, all right. Thankfully, I had my mom with me, you know, so I was safe.
Sure.
And so he was like, do 500 squats and 500 push-ups. And I'm like 5'10", like 130 pounds. Like, I'd played sports, but like I was not an athlete. Mm-hmm. I was just a nerdy asthmatic kid in like the middle of August trying to do all these squats and push-ups. And I think he just felt blocked for me. And he was like, all right, you can stop. I was at like 200 of each. I was like, thank you.
Thank God.
And then he's like, all right, now run a lap, which was like a mile, which isn't a lot. But when I'm like wheezing already, like praying for my inhaler that I didn't bring. But I did it. And he introduced me, after that, he introduced me to another wrestler. He's like, meet him here and coach me with him. We met in a park. Surprisingly enough, no wrestling ring still. And he taught me how to lock up. And, you know, a couple wrist locks or whatever. And he was like, you know, there's someone who lives like 10 minutes from you who actually has a ring. And I was like, why didn't no one tell me this before? And so I go to this guy's house, rings in his yard, but it's a ring. And I trained there. And then I discovered this school in Myrtle Beach called C4W. That's where I met Wheeler Yuta. And we started training together, like very similar to Chance's situation. There were a lot of times where it was just us there, like no trainers, just us.
Wow.
And so we worked on that, and then that school closed. And then I kind of just like hit the road as much as I could. You know, I was still in high school, you know, still doing a lot of other extracurriculars. But then whenever I graduated high school, I took a semester off before I went to college because I was like, I want to really at least try to do something with wrestling here. And then I found Steve Carino's school, which was 2.5 hours from me at the time. So myself and Donnie Ray, we would drive, you know, 5 hours round trip 2 to 3 times a week for like 2 years.
Wow.
Just to train there. Yeah. And like this was, you know, as a full-time college student working full-time. But yeah, from there, it's kind of off to the races. Like I did my first UK tour in 2017. I did some cool like NXT spots. And, you know, I had this little area, like this little time frame, especially like right before COVID and definitely during COVID because, you know, COVID sucked. Where I got really burnt out.
Yeah.
Because like, I weekends, you know, I'd done the stuff at the PC, no calls back, and I'm, you know, my body hurts. I've been it for 7 years, I think, at this point, and I'm like, man, like this is getting tough. And then Chance and I started teaming together, and that just like reignited a flame. Like it has just been so much fun, like because everything's new, it's fresh, like so. So yeah, that's kind of where I started to where I am now.
So how did you guys actually meet each other now? Since the timeline's kind of caught up now, you guys are working together. How did that come about?
I had just moved to North Carolina, and Patrick showed up at a show called Firestar one day, and he was involved in a run-in in the match with the guy that I was facing. That was the first time I ever actually met Patrick. And I don't think I actually saw him again after that. Like, it was pretty brief. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think I even actually saw you again until we wrestled. And the first time I ever wrestled in South Carolina, I wrestled Patrick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a big time gap.
A lot of fun, yeah. And we had a lot of fun, and we kind of hit it off. But it kind of just kept being like, we were running into each other at these random like shows. And then that same place that we wrestled each other in South Carolina had the thought to like maybe bring us together for a couple shows. And we just liked the chemistry that we had and kind of rolled with it since then.
So you were a couple other iterations before becoming the reality, right? Like what was that process of, you know, kind of finding yourselves as a tag team and understanding like how long ago was that actually the first time you guys teamed together?
Well, our first time like being associated together was I was actually managing Chance in that was our first time, right?
Yeah, that was the first time we ever did something on the same side. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was managing like so it was this a small show in Tennessee and it was like 30 minutes from my house. And I was like, hey man, like I'll come by, you know, maybe work a match. If not, we'll just hang out, whatever. And I got to work a match and Man, best payday I've ever gotten.
How are you?
I got paid.
Never seen so much silver.
I got paid $10, a $5 bill, and the other $5 was like all in quarters and nickels.
Oh, shit.
But it was great. And so I had my little match there and managed him. Funny enough, we first iteration, I guess, was in PCW. It was myself and Chance and two others, and we were known as the Sweater Squad. And that was very short-lived. And then whenever we broke off into a team, we went with the Influencers as the name. It matched, you know, what Chance was doing with his gimmick at the time. And I didn't really know what I was doing at the time. So I was like, yeah, let me just hop onto this.
No, go ahead.
And you know, there were some name debacles, I guess. and so we're,
you know,
but
I think I got to say the personality was maybe born out of survive, like a need to survive.
Sure.
So the reality is, so like I was doing like the whole Patty Daddy thing, but like I didn't really know like what I wanted to be, like what I wanted my theme to be. And there was this guy on TikTok, Bowman Martinez Reed, who does these amazing like videos. It's like, you know, regular life situations if it were a reality TV show. And I was like, I love these videos. Like, I want to do my promos like this. So I filmed one just at the house with me and Colby, and it got a good response. You know, we had come to the point where, you know, we were had to change the tag name. Like, I was going, I had been announced at a couple shows as the Reality King, Patrick Scott, not realizing that that's totally a porn channel.
I was about to say, were you aware beforehand of the of the connection there? Because if so, that's amazing. That makes it even better.
So, and so I was, but like doing that gimmick, I was like, man, like I love doing this, but like I don't really know where I can take it alone. And like we decided to change our name anyway, and so like through working together, we were able to create this like this new thing for us. It's not just, oh, we're influencers and we like social media. Like, there's more depth to it. Like,
right?
It's and I'm having a lot of fun. I hope Chance is too, because I'm not doing jack shit else after this.
So
no, it's awesome.
That okay? So that. Now, according to the timeline, because now I didn't know you guys yet, but I was informed that, hey, this tag team that we were thinking about putting you with just changed their name. And in my mind, I was like, okay, well, that's it. It's probably not going to work anymore. Because the way that it was pitched to me was that, and by the way, I've talked about this a little bit. I don't know if I told you guys that much. Like, there was no idea to like make me part of the show really much. Like, I like that way we weren't like, we're gonna do DPW and then Chris, you're gonna be on the show and you're gonna do this and that. Like, that was never really discussed. It was kind of one of those ideas that organically came up. They were like, hey, we have a tag team, they're called the Influencers, and we had this idea that, like, you know, you with the social media and blah, there's like a good crossover there. And I didn't really think much of it. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, blah blah blah, that sounds cool. And the next day they're like, oh yeah, they're gonna change their name. And I was like, whatever, man. Like, do you like, are we doing this or not? Like, what's going on? So he's like, no. So check out their stuff. And he sent me some videos and stuff. And I was like, all right, I don't give a shit what their name is. We'll make it work. I wasn't worried about that. How did you guys get involved with DPW yourselves? Like, what was who reached out to who, and kind of, you know, how did those dots end up connecting?
So I'd only really met James once before at a in the same building that the first DPW show was held for a different company for PWF. He was doing some commentary, and it was, I mean, honestly, it was a pretty brief like interaction. Hi, I'm Chance. Hi, I'm James. You know, nice to meet you. And then I think it was like 3 weeks later, he messaged me. He was like, hey, I want to use you and Patrick on this show I'm running in December. And we were like, all right, yeah, cool, whatever. Sounds cool. And then it just kind of kept evolving a little bit from there. Like a couple weeks after that, Patrick hit me up and he was like, so they want to give us a manager. It's like, oh, okay. Well, do you know who it is? He was like, it's the streamer that they're going to be working with. He didn't say. It's like, oh, okay. And then a couple weeks later, he was like, yeah, his name's Chris Danger. I was like, wait, hold on. the fictional character from my career mode, like Chris Danger. He was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, bro. I was like, they're bringing Chris Danger to life here.
You know what's fucking crazy too, is that it blew my mind when we were talking backstage at You Already Know, and you were like, yeah, I have known about you for a long time. And I was like, wait, what? Just like, that's so crazy to me. I had absolutely no idea that, like, how honestly very small this whole friggin' world is. Were you guys like super against the idea of having a manager at first? Like, what was your initial reaction to the idea in general?
No, we definitely weren't against it. Especially, you know, given that, like, one, we trusted James too. Because, you know, he's not just some like schmuck that's like, oh, let's have a wrestling show.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially with Deadlock, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Say it one more time. You're breaking up a little bit. Sorry.
Sorry. Especially with Deadlock, like, I think we kind of knew that, like, he wouldn't do something to jeopardize himself. Like, putting it past us, like, we know, hey, like, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be legit. Like, yeah, we've never met Chris before, but, like, you know, let's just throw shit at him, see if it sticks. And it's been so much fun. Like, it has been so much fun. Like DPW and the whole NDA thing as a whole has just been, like, so refreshing and new and fun. And it's just, and like you said, like, our personalities just, like, click instantly. And that's, like, such a big thing for me. And I'd like to think for Chance as well. And personally, I think that's why Chance and I have worked so much, like, worked so well together, because, like, we just started off as friends, you know?
Yeah.
Use this, like, you know, we want to travel together anyway. Like, let's, you know, bring this real friendship to life, you know?
He's the reason that whenever the opportunity presented itself for me to move down here to Myrtle Beach, it was just, let's be closer. Let's, you know, let's coordinate travel easier, you know? So he's just right up the road from me now. So that was a no-brainer decision.
I love that you guys are like, and we literally said it when we were texting the other day, that you guys actually share the same brain. It's legitimately scary that, like, sometimes you have a connection with somebody that just, like, you finish each other's sentences, and it's and like, honestly, I feel that way with, like, with James and John, like the whole Deadlock crew. Like, those guys have been my friends for so long, and just having that immediate chemistry of, like, knowing that something is going to work before you even start doing it is such a rare feeling to have. But that's exactly how I felt. I was like, DPD, we haven't even put on a show yet. I don't know if there's going to be 3 people there or 300 there or whatever, but this that we're starting right now feels right. It feels like this is something that is supposed to be happening, because I'll be honest, I was concerned about what the reaction to me doing this for real was going to be, because, like, it's a pretty closed, I don't want to say closed off, it's kind of a closed off business. It's like, you're either in the circle or you're out of the circle. There's really no in between. So, like, me trying to dip my tippy toe into the water and be like, all right, is anybody mad at me yet? No, I can keep going. Okay. And, like, to me, the reaction that I've gotten so far has been genuinely great. And it has blown my mind to an extent that I, like, can't even possibly imagine. Like, hanging out backstage with you guys and then people like Luther and people that have been doing this for years and years and years and years. And I'm just sitting there in the chair, just listening. Like, yep, hell yeah, yes, absolutely. And it's like, for me, going from being here a lot, being in this room a lot, to now being able to be in those situations and learning, like you said, if it's refreshing for you guys, it's absolutely refreshing for me too. Because it's like a new take on everything that I've been doing, and I get to turn it up to a fucking thousand as far as just being a piece of shit. And it has been so insanely fun. And the chance, like, my mom literally texted me. She's like, why are they saying that to you? And I'm like, Mom, they're supposed to say that to me. I was like, that's the telling me to shut the fuck up is the best possible thing that anybody could have said while I was out there. And she's like, oh yeah, whatever, but I don't like it. I'm like, well, you're gonna have to fucking deal with it. But I love hearing you guys say that, like, it's been refreshing for you too, because I feel exactly the same way. Yep. And it's one of those things that I don't think people understand unless they experience it, you know?
I agree. And it's nice that, because, like, with the following that you have, like, me and Patrick have had this conversation, you could have easily walked into the locker room and been like, you know, like, I'm the guy, you know, whatever. And you didn't. You came down, like, you walked right up to us before we've even met. You just gave us a big hug, like, you're just the down-to-earth guy. You're like, like you said, like, that helps us, like, vibe and, like, come together.
Oh, well, don't tell anybody that. That's supposed to be. Yeah, no.
Head in the clouds, like, prick, man.
And just, like, any industry, like, in literally any industry, like, wrestling has, you know, its pieces of shit that are around. But, like, it's so cool with DPW. Like, there's such a good community feel.
Yeah.
In the locker room. And even, you know, outside of the locker room, I mean, you know, fuck the DPW fans, but, you know,
it's not, fuck the Hogs. They're all right sometimes, I guess, whatever. They're all right every now and then.
I remember after you went out through the curtain, I heard the pop that you got, and I was like, damn it, like, they love him so much. Like, like, let's see what he's going to do. And you literally went from having them, like, in such adoration and loving you, to 20 minutes later, just be like, fuck you! Like, it's everything that it could have been. I remember, I was just like, man, like, his promo was so good. Like, his first live promo at a wrestling show was so good. Like, there were so many people who just, like, fumble and stutter and like, don't even know where they're going, because public speaking is really hard.
Yeah.
Like, not easy. Like, my major's in communication studies. Like, there are still some things I struggle with, you know? Yeah. Aspect, but like, you either have it or you don't, and like, Chris Danger has it, like, that. And I remember just thinking, like, this is gonna be fun. Like, as soon as I heard just the hatred, I was like, yeah.
that show was so great too, because not only, like, obviously the first time we got to work together, but that was my first real, you know, I've been backstage at the, you know, the bigger or whatever show, just hanging out at the AEWs and the WWE, you know, whatever's. But obviously it's a slightly different vibe on an independent show. And it was the first time me being part of that process, seeing, like, helping the ring get set up and setting up the curtains and doing all this stuff. And I'm just like, man, you don't realize all the shit that really goes into this. Like, it's such a group effort. And, you know, we give a lot of praise to, you know, to Johnny and Tony and Pulse, as we should, because you're, like, this is their baby, but all the camera people, the crew that came in to help, the people that helped set up the ring, like I said, like, the talent, people like Luther that came in when he probably had 800 better things that he could have been doing, you know, like, just these people coming in, trusting this whole thing that's being built. And it's like, it's this weird, it's like this rumbling underground thing that's, like, just starting to get louder and louder. And it's such a cool fucking thing to be a part of. And to think, like, a year ago, if you had said, yeah, you're going to be part of an actual wrestling company, like, traveling and doing stuff, I'd have been like, yeah, all right, go fuck yourself. I'm like, hell no, I'm not. Why would I ever do that? And then it just happened. And now, you know, now I want to talk about some of you guys, your guys' goals too, as far as wrestling and whatnot. But for me, I know this year, I have plans to finish my wrestling training that I started way, way, way back in the day, to, you know, maybe increase my involvement with you guys. If we got to go handle some business, it is what it is. Oh, yeah. Maybe, or maybe I'll step in there myself. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But
man, you gave that teddy bear a pretty sick brain buster.
That's, you know, I have been complimented on my brain bust abilities. It's like on like a real level though, if nothing else, I just want to make sure, because I, let me back up a little bit. I fucking love the role of shitty manager heel that just like always gets away, right? You never, never, never quite get your hands on him. There has to come a point though where the person gets their comeuppance. Like there's gonna have to be a point where I get fucking mollywopped by somebody. And nah, it's probably going to happen. Nah. He said, no. Well, hey, man, you know, we're going to try to avoid that at all costs. You know what I'm saying? But just knowing what I know about wrestling in my mind, it's probably going to happen at some point. So I just want to make sure as a human being that I'm doing everything to protect myself, but also protect, you know, whoever else I'm in there with, because their safety as well as mine is like my top priority. I just want to make sure, I wanted to say that because I want to make sure people know that, like, yeah, if I do step in the ring, like, I take this shit seriously. Like, I'm not, like, I didn't, yeah. That was my whole fear from the beginning is that, oh, here comes this influencer, doop, 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 in the ring and doing that, but, and like, yeah, fuck this guy, but I wanted the fuck this guy to be how it is now. I like the fuck this guy how it is now, not fuck this guy, we don't want him here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
That was long-winded. So, as I said, one of my goals is to finish that training. What is Chance's, like, Chance's goal when he envisions himself, Chance fucking Riser, future man, future boy? What's he picturing?
Future man, future boy, Chance Riser has. So I have a lot of like goals in mind, I guess. Right, like I have nice. Like the if I do nothing else in wrestling goal, which is like I really want to go to Japan. Mm. If I do like absolutely nothing else. Ideally, my big goal is to make wrestling my career. I want to do it for a living. I want it to be all that I do. And then, like, my bucket list, like, dream, like, if I could just have everything I've ever wanted, I really want to be in a Royal Rumble one day.
Oh, sick.
And I want to go and do some time in Royal Rumble. I'm not Bush. I don't want to go.
Set a new record. Oh, 2 seconds. Chance Riser, quickest elimination.
I mean, that is not the legacy that I'm after.
Oh, my God. Well, now it's a goal of mine as well to hear 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Chance Riser. Congratulations. It's on my goal list now, too.
My song sounds like.
That's exactly Chance Riser. But it's just that over and over. Fuck it. Patty Daddy, same question.
Oh man.
Long time, first time.
Yeah. Same as Chance. Like I want to be able to have this be my only job. I've done a lot of jobs and like my current one's cool, but like, you know, I don't want to make coffee forever.
Yeah.
You know, I really have this big goal after my full time in ring time is done, I want to open my own school. I just love a good wrestling academy because, you know, when I started, like, which, you know, it was only 9 years ago, but even still, like, finding a good wrestling school, like, school building was, like, really hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really closed off. You know, even in the last, you know, 9 years, like, it's the wrestling world has gotten a little bit more open, a little bit more accessible. And a lot of that has to do with, like, social media and stuff, but that's a goal.
You never won a battle royal?
One time, I thought I won a battle royal, and fucking Donnie Ray came up and eliminated me.
Fucking Donnie.
I was this close.
Beltman himself.
Fuck. But no, like, I, just to make this my career, like, obviously, like, I'd love to say, like, oh, you know, I'm a contracted wrestler somewhere, but, you know, my time on the independents, you know, sometimes it can be stressful, sometimes it can be hard, but I love it. So, just to be able to do this as long as I can and make it my main source of income is honestly my goal.
Hell yeah. One of the things I like to touch on the show too is, you know, mental health. I like to, you know, we like to push taking care of it, et cetera. How does the reality either individually or collectively, manage their mental health and keep it in check?
That is a big question, my friend. If only I had time to sit here and tell you. So, I was always just kind of like, I was always one of those guys that just kind of like accepted like being depressed and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's just, that's just life. That's just how it is, you know. Over the pandemic though, I had a very, an epiphany, we'll call it, that I don't have to accept my life that way. You know, I can it's okay to take action, massive action, to make yourself like a better person, or to feel like more validated by yourself. You know what I'm getting at. And you know, it's a constant battle. It's something that you always, I believe that you always fight. You're never going to like cure it. You're never really going to, fully like get past it. Like you're always going to have these bad days.
Yeah.
But it's knowing and having the confidence that like, I know how to handle these bad days. And like when I'm feeling down and feeling like, you know, sad, I have ways that I use to really bring myself back to reality, is, you know, pun intended.
He said the thing.
And I love that I get an opportunity to really bring that side and that those feelings that I have to life through wrestling, actually, with my character. So that's that was a big leading whenever I transitioned my character over to what it is now. That was a big part of it, is that I felt like I had actually learned something and I wanted to share it with people.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Patty.
Yeah. So, 2019, 2020, especially during the pandemic, like I learned a lot about it. I knew I always struggled with it, but you know, putting a name to it was something that like I just never really sought help with. It was just like, I'm just gonna bury it and bury it and bury it and just keep it right here and ignore it forever. Which surprisingly isn't healthy. Like, like
you
wow,
don't say.
And so like learning a lot about myself and really expressing that to people that I care about was a big part of my personal growth. Like I know Chance has gotten so many messages from me like, hey man, I'm sad, like, or like, hey man, like I don't know, like doing right now, like I don't feel great, like, and like I've never publicly said this, so for the first time ever here on the Danger Zone podcast, I, you know, in 2020, I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. It's different from like dissociative identity disorder, where, you know, you have multiple people or multiple like identities. But it's kind of just like your highs are really high and your lows are really low. And so when you're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, and everything, you know, like wrestling and just socialization in general is gone, and you know, I'm living alone in this place in Tennessee, and I didn't even want to be in Tennessee in general. I didn't want to play if I'd ever get to perform again. Like, I hit a really low point, but like having Chance there with me, having Donnie, having Mason, like even though they were way like, you know, to each other every single day, like I think that it's really important to open up about that sort of thing to a support group that you have. Like, this is such an aesthetics business, like, you know, you have to look a certain way, you have to, you know, whenever I started, I was 5'10", 130 pounds, like I looked like a twig. And like, you know, even today, like to this day, like I still have those days where I struggle, like I look in the mirror and I see that, you know, 15-year-old kid still. I feel like that's something that a lot of people kind of, again, just bury or ignore because they don't want to, almost like you don't even want to seem weak. Like you don't want to be like,
yeah, everybody's a big tough guy and you know, nobody has feelings and all stuff. And that's not, that's not how the world works.
No, we're just people.
So let me see. We have, actually we don't have a show to announce coming up. We have not set this. The date has not been set yet for the next set, of DPW shows. Yeah. That breaks my heart as well, but I'm sure it's going to be sooner rather than later. I know I personally have, like we've said it a couple times, enjoyed the shit out of this process so far. And the fact that we know that it's only just now getting started, and there's just all the, we have the things that we've talked about, man, like if I spilled them all, people would be like, yeah, okay, you're not going to do that and that and that. It's like, oh no, we're going to do that and that and that and that. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just the stuff that we've talked about, man, I can't wait for it to start, you know, being put into motion. And I'm honestly genuinely happy that we get to do that together, because I just knowing you guys in the short period of time, I respect what you guys do. You're passionate about your craft. You're really fucking good at your craft. Other, you know, not to, I wouldn't be here otherwise, not to make me sound any fucking type of way, but like, if y'all weren't the shit, what am I going to be involved for? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would they hit me up to be involved with an average set of talent. Like my, they wouldn't do that to me. They wouldn't waste my time. They wouldn't waste your time. So I hope people, watch closely about what we're going to do over these next couple months. 'Cause it's going to be a lot of fun. And, I can't fucking wait. I can't fucking wait, guys. Yeah. I want you guys to get your last, your plugs in. Where can people find you? Any, you know, final thoughts, etc. Go for it.
I love Chance.
I am very fortunate to be at Chance Riser on all social media platforms.
Beautiful. I'm jealous. You know what?
Yeah, I know. It's a burden that I bear. It's amazing. I love it. So yeah, at Chance Riser, that's R-I-Z-E-R. Mm. And I love you all.
Aw. Look how nice he is. But you people boo him. But look how nice he is. Sorry. Hey,
my Twitter family just says he's trying to help. I just want to help.
He just wants to help. He just wants to help.
I don't want to help you all.
We're working on nor this. Should you.
I'm a huge piece of shit. No.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was slick back real nice, Patrick.
Instagram and Twitter at It's Patrick Scott, like ITS, and then my name. Yeah, that's where you can find me. Make sure you subscribe to the new reality YouTube. The reality, we're almost at 1K. Once we hit it, we're doing a giveaway for 2 free tickets for the next DPW event.
Yes.
If you like cats, I post a lot about my cats. I show my titties a lot too.
Oh, there are titties. There they go.
Yeah, a little sneak peek. But yeah, so. And all that fun stuff.
Hell yeah. Bro, I can't thank you guys enough for joining me today. I'm sure this is not the last time you're going to hear from the reality. I'm sure as the NDA grows, we might have to get a couple more group podcasts going. But we'll leave that where it is. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you stopping by. Make sure you guys hit up the reality. Chance Riser, Patrick Scott, my boys, the NDA. We're taking over, baby. Don't miss it.
Bye.